You know, joining us for today's reality check is Honolulu Civil Beat's Stuart Yurton. He's got a story that he wrote with Brittany Light on the idea of a green fee for tourists that would help offset tourism's cost to the environment. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
You know, your story starts off with the Palau Pledge, which is a pledge that the visitors make when they step foot on the island to tread lightly. And they also get charged a green fee.
Exactly. Now, then it's something that people here in Hawaii are seriously talking about. Conservation International, a non-governmental organization that does a lot of work in conservation of the environment, is presenting a big paper at the Hawaii Executive Conference this week, today actually, on the Big Island, big conference with Hawaii executives, and this is going to be before some really important decision makers.
Yeah, because I know they were looking at that Palau Pledge as a model. Just for getting people to be more respectful, but this fee is something to consider.
Well, it is, and it's one of the tools that people are saying we can use. Again, we have these negative side effects of lots of people coming here. You know, normally the way to deal with these kinds of negative externalities is with some kind of tax or fee. That's really what we're thinking about here. A lot of places internationally have started doing it. Palau, as you mentioned, Galapagos, Bhutan has something. The Spanish island of Mallorca. Lots of places are adopting this.
I can see, though, there might be some concern, you know, that the fund that they're putting into, though, gets used for environmental issues and to offset tourism and not for something else.
Well, that's definitely a concern. One of the ideas is to have some kind of public-private partnership, manage the money. I mean, it could be directed by whatever legislation sets it up, could direct it to go to a certain place. Those are details that people are definitely concerned about.
Well, we have seen over the years how lawmakers like to raid funds, right?
So, yes, we have. And yes, that's definitely a concern. I mean, another idea, aside from imposing a new fee, would be to take existing money from, say, the tourism tax or the hotel tax, known as the TAT, and steering that to conservation. So that would be another attempt to grab money or take money from one thing and steer it somewhere else.
Right. And with all these green goals, I know we've got to do something, you know, because the sheer numbers are really impacting the local lifestyle and the quality of life. And so some people say, yeah, let's do something. Let's try something.
Yeah. And that's the plan. And again, there are some obstacles. There's the U.S. Constitution, which has some limits what we can do as opposed to, say, what a nation like Palau could do. But again, there are workarounds and all of that. It seems doable.
And so this tax on a tourist, I mean, I don't know. Have you got any feedback from the tourists? What do they think?
Well, you know, we have not asked the tourists, but there was a study done. It's mentioned in the report, and people generally, tourists are not opposed to it. If they're told that, look, money, you can spend a little extra money, $30 or whatever it is, and it's going to go to protect this beautiful place that you're enjoying. Researchers have found that, yeah, tourists are willing to do it. That it's a reasonable thing. As you said, though, it probably needs to make sure that it actually goes to preserving the beautiful place that the tourists are enjoying and not just going into some fund.
Okay. And then any other feedback from the businesses?
Not yet. We're waiting to hear. People have been a little leery, but the fact that they're willing to entertain this and at least give these people a serious platform is pretty interesting.
Okay. All right. We'll just have to see what the reaction is. But thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you.
That was our reality check today featuring business reporter Stuart Yurton. You can read his story online at civilbeat.org.